So let's review. Our share began with the Gemara continuing a discussion from the previous daf, describing the breakdown of the various parts of the body with old age, based on Pesukim and Kehelis. By way of several stories, the Gemara describes the following. Hair becomes white, the voice becomes weaker, teeth are lost, and walking becomes difficult even with a cane. Later on, the Gemara speaks about the breakdown of a person's ability to sleep through some noise, his ability to digest food, and his ability to hear. Things that seem like minor obstacles and close distances when the person was young begin to appear like major obstacles and great distances. The Gemara gives dietary advice for older people. Chewing food well aids digestion and will allow for an extra bounce in your step. Solid foods are good for people under 40, and liquids are good for people over 40. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions an exchange of insults between a castrated min and Reb Shubin Karcha, who was bald, where Reb Shubin Karcha identified three positive things in life that the min didn't have. Hadras Panim Zaken, a face glory is its beard. Simchas Lev Isha, a wife is the joy of the heart. Nachlas Hashem Banim, children are the heritage bequeathed by Hashem. Now, old age can have different effects on different people. Barzili HaGiladi said that after the age of 80, a person cannot taste food well. But Amasa de Bei Rebbe, the maiden Rebbe's house, was able to taste food at the age of 92. The Gemara answers that Barzili deteriorated more rapidly in old age because he was shatuf bezima, steeped in immorality. Tanya, Rebbe Shmuel b'Rebbe Yosef Oimer, Tamid HaChacham calls man shemeskinan chachma niteseves bem. When Tamid HaChacham get older, they get wiser. But Ami Ha'aretz calls man shemeskinan tipshes niteseves bem. When Ami Ha'aretz get older, they become more foolish. The second half of the daf discusses what happens after a person's death. Called tzaddik v'tzaddik noisn loy madur l'fichvaydi. Every tzaddik gets a place in the world to come befitting his honor, similar to servants of a king who all arrive through the same gate of a city, but are each given different accommodations. Nafshe shel adam mis'abal alav kol sheva. A person's soul mourns him for 7 days after death. Therefore, if the deceased had no relatives, we should gather a minyan of people during the shiva to sit in the place where the person died. When Rehuda did this, the deceased appeared to him in a dream and said, "Tenuach daitcha, shahanach des daiti. Your mind should be at ease because you set my mind at ease." Amr bevo, kol sheimrim b'fnei ames yodea. The deceased is aware of that which is said before him. Chadamar at sheyis tamagoyel. One says until the coffin is closed. Chadamar at sheyis achla basar. One says until the flesh decomposes. The Gemara continues. The pasuk in Kehelis which states v'haruach toshub el hoel ekim asher nasna is saying tanalai kemoishen nasna loch. Return your neshama to Hashem in the state of tahara purity as it was given to you. Just like a king who entrusts people with his royal clothing will reward those who return the clothing clean and punish those who return it soiled, Hashem rewards those who return pure neshamas and punishes those who don't. The Gemara discusses what happens to the neshamas of Rishoyim, Tzadikim, and Beinim. Nishmasin shel Tzadikim, genuzis tachas kisei hakavod. The souls of Tzadikim are hidden under Hashem's throne. Rebbe Avoh explained to a Tzaduki that even so, the Baal Oiv was able to bring back the neshama of Shmuel because within 12 months of death, the neshama has not yet reached its final resting place. V'shel Rishoam, Zayim Mois V'holches, the souls of Rishoam are locked up forever, and two malachim stand at two ends of the world and throw the neshama to each other. Shmuel explained that the neshamas of Beinanim are handed over to the malach named Duma, just like the neshamas of Rishoam, except the neshamas of Beinanim will eventually have rest. Rav Mari taught, based on the pasuk in Kehelis, Asidim tzadikim dehava afra, even the bodies of tzadikim become dust. The Gemara relates that a digger once uncovered the grave of Reb Choy Bar Yoshia and found his body intact. He called Reb Nachman, who asked Reb Achir Bar Yoshia why his body did not decompose. He answered that the pasuk in Mishlei states, V'rekav atzom is kinna. Envy is what causes the rotting of the bones. Kol mi sheyesh l'kinna b'liboy atzmoisim markivin. Only people who have envy in their hearts do their bones decompose after death, and not those who did not have any envy during their lifetime. Although the pasuk in Chumash says, "Ki ofer ata vel ofer tashuv," people are dust and will return to the dust, for those who never had any jealousy, this will only happen a moment before Tchiyas HaMeisim.